Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. In our last broadcast dealing with the subject of DOMA, or the Defense of Marriage Act, and same-sex marriage, I noted five questions that needed to be answered, and today we're going to try to answer some of them. The first is, was there any collusion between the Department of Justice and pro-gay forces? This question was raised by the Family Research Council when just 2.5 hours after the Congress was told that the Justice Department would no longer defend DOMA, that California attorneys filed a motion to disregard Proposition 8, which after much prayer and persistence, the citizens of California had voted to define marriage as a legal union between a man and a woman. Their motion actually contained two quotes from Eric Holder's most recent letter. So FRC has sent a Freedom of Information request to the Justice Department to investigate an implied unethical behavior. Others have asked, I'm sure with tongue-in-cheek, if the president will fire Holder over this. I doubt it, since he told him to do it. And in a random survey, 85% of the respondents had no doubt that the administration had previously conspired with pro-homosexual forces. The second question is, did the president overstep his bounds and violate his oath of office to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the land? The general consensus that I researched said yes. For example, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said the president's decision has directly violated his constitutional duties by arbitrarily suspending a law. It was a dereliction of duty. He's not a one-person Supreme Court. In addition, he pointed out that in the beginning, the president campaigned in favor of the law, and now he has turned and done the opposite. In addition, the new House Speaker, John Boehner, has said that he felt the action was outrageous, and many others who spoke out against the decision felt that it was even an impeachable defense. For example, the Empire State Family News Watch said the action revealed either a total ignorance of the limits of executive authority or the blatant ignorance and disregard for our system of law. If he believes a law is unconstitutional, we have a judicial process to make that determination, and the President and the Attorney General do not have the unilateral authority to declare what laws they will enforce. However, to be fair to the question, I must also report that David Barton, an eminent Christian historian, has said that the president had a right to declare the law unconstitutional, but he does not have the final say on the subject because either the Supreme Court or the Congress can override this action. In the next couple of weeks, we'll address that issue again. Even as I speak, the Congress is now moving in that direction to offer a defense in court to uphold the constitutionality of DOMA. So the answer to our third question is yes, Congress can now act to overturn the president's decision. And many, like the National Association of Evangelicals, are anxious they do so and have already filed briefs to argue the case. And now we come to the fourth question. What are liberals doing now that the president has led the way to defeat DOMA? Well, it would be expected that homosexual lobbyists and organizations would take advantage of this action to more aggressively promote their agenda. So organizations like Free to Marry sent a letter from Hollywood stars to the president urging him to go further and launched a campaign entitled Say I Do to Same-Sex Marriage. The most significant response, however, is a new bill being proposed by some liberal Democrats called the Respect for Marriage Act, which in essence calls for the official repeal of DOMA. Dubbed the Disrespecting Marriage Act by some Christians, it is seeking to take advantage of the political stance of the president, coupled with the surveys that unfortunately show an increasing public support for same-sex marriage. Pundits predict a steep climb in the House, and it may never succeed. It's now dominated by more conservative Republicans, and they'll stand firm on their position. But as a nation, we are poised to make a landmark decision about whether or not what God has joined together, we as a nation will put asunder. For if the bill were to pass, it would make null and void the decisions of over 30 states and have drastic consequences for our nation, families, and churches. Next week, we will interview a spokesman for the Family Research Council to help us understand the legal landscape for this upcoming battle. Remember, God instituted marriage. Let's not tear it asunder. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.